The top 10 teams have arrived in Nome, filling out the upper ranks of the 2017 Iditarod Sled Dog Race. Winner Mitch Seavey won his third title on Tuesday in a record time of 8 days, 3 hours, and 40 minutes, slashing more than 7 hours off the previous record. The Seward Musher says he started the race with an aggressive schedule that his fast team eclipsed.
So that's pretty cool. The trail was a little faster and smoother than it might have been, but I really strongly believe in preparing the dogs to go do what they're going to do, and you shouldn't be really surprised at what happens.
At 57 years old, Seavey is the oldest musher to win the race, breaking the record he set in 2013 as a 53-year-old winner.
And I do feel like I'm getting younger, not older. So as long as this is the thing that interests me the most, this is probably what I'll keep doing. But at some point, there may be other things in life when I grow up, but I'm having so much fun with these dogs.
Dallas Seavey and Nicholas Petit arrived in a tight race for second and third, respectively. Norwegian Jor Olsom earned fourth place late Tuesday with his team of eight dogs. The fifth place finisher had twice that number. Jesse Royer did not drop a single team member over the 1,000-mile race and pulled onto Front Street with each of the 16 dogs she drove from the Fairbanks start.
I think running the quest beforehand had a lot to do with 11 of these finished the quest with me. So I think that had a lot to do with them. The other five I added to those 11 are all like 5- and 6-time Iditarod finishers. I have one that just finished his 7th Iditarod with me. So all 16 of these dogs are 1,000-mile finishers before I started this race. But even then, like, the good Lord blessed me with a good bunch of dogs and a lot of luck to go along to get him here.
Following Royer Wednesday morning were Wade Mars and Ray Reddington Jr. There was a race out of White Mountain for eighth place. Pete Kaiser left the checkpoint just 2 minutes ahead of Allie Zirkel. But by the time they were speeding into Nome, Zirkel had overtaken him, as she explained, just as Nome's air raid siren heralded Kaiser's 9th place arrival.
Yeah, I didn't catch him until Topcock, when we couldn't see very well. And then I rode his skirts almost all the way up Topcock, and then he stopped. He was like, okay, you can take your turn going. It's hard to drive a dog team into a 40-mile-an-hour wind.
Kaiser's finish is the best of any team from off the road system. To round out the top 10, veteran musher Paul Gebhardt notched his 8th career top 10 finish.